G. Exercise 3. Page 108.
Good morning. My name is Margot Harrison. Look at this picture. How many of you recognize this homepage? Have you used it? Let's see what it can do. Who has a question? Yes? Does it have access to the internet? Let's ask. I can type in your question here and press send. And look, your answer. No, I don't have direct access to the internet. I was trained using data. This is a chatbot. Let's find out more about this invention. Chatbots like this are very new, but you might be surprised to learn that the first chatbot was created in the 1960s by Joseph Weizenbaum at MIT in the USA. He called his invention Eliza. Just like Eliza, chatbots today use voice or text to have a conversation with a real person. These days, though, they are very advanced. Eliza could only have short conversations, and it mostly repeated what people typed. But modern chatbots can answer questions about almost anything, as we saw at the beginning of this presentation. They can also do much more. These days, they can create new things too. They can write emails, poems, essays, blog posts, and even books. Some can even make art or music. At the moment, chatbots still make mistakes. They don't check facts, and so some of their answers aren't right. This is because they are trained using text from the internet. And as we know, not everything on the internet is true. Also, a chatbot can't tell the difference between an article written by a scientist and a story written by a teenager. The chatbot thinks both things are real. Businesses and ordinary people like you and me are already using chatbots. They have got a few problems now, but chatbots use AI technology. This means the more we use them, the more they learn. This is why I believe they will be better, easier to use, and even more popular in the future. Are there any questions for me? Or for the chatbot? Thank you for listening.